You are listening to We Saw the Devil, an investigative and conversational true crime podcast that deep dives into fascinating criminal cases that are solved, unsolved, or ongoing. From America's Lori Vallow to Germany's Armin Mivas, we examine and discuss the world's most shocking cases. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to follow us online. Check us out at WeSawTheDevil.com and WeSawTheDevil on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And don't forget, you can become part of the show by backing us on Patreon. Hello, everyone. It's Robin. You are listening to We Saw the Devil, and I just had to get this quick Saturday update out for you guys. I do have an episode coming out later this afternoon as well, but I think this one actually deserves its own few minutes, individual episode, as it were. You can follow us at We Saw the Devil across all social media accounts. Our website is WeSawTheDevil.com. And if you are looking to stay updated on the Lori Vallow case, please titty slap that subscribe button because we do try to cover every single aspect of this case. We have a long library of Lori Vallow episodes where you can get deep dives on particular people involved in the case and news updates and explanations of the smaller nuances and little bits of information. Also, check us out on Patreon. So guys, could this be the moment that we have been waiting for? Last night, a little after midnight, I believe, breaking news that the Fremont County Prosecutor's Office is convening a grand jury investigation into the deaths of J.J. Vallow, Tylee Ryan, and Tammy Daybell. Now, this will occur between May 17th and May 20th at the Fremont County Courthouse, and it was announced that subpoenas are going to be going out to members of the community. And a lot of people, it seems, aren't aware quite of how this will work or what it means. So first, just so we're all on the same page, let's discuss what a grand jury is and how this could or could not be kind of the news that we are looking for. So first, what is a grand jury? So the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution guarantees a person's right to a grand jury trial for felonies under federal law. Now, some states also use grand juries. So Idaho is, in fact, a state that uses a grand jury on the state side. A grand jury determines whether there's enough evidence to accuse or charge someone with a crime, basically using probable cause. A grand jury does not determine whether someone is guilty or innocent. A grand jury is basically just supposed to ensure that if there's not enough evidence, someone won't be accused of a crime. It was created in order to be an extra layer of protection for people. A regular jury trial has up to 12 jurors on it, but grand juries have between 16 and 23 jurors of the community, so they can actually be almost double in size. So what will this look like? First of all, it's going to be completely anonymous. Grand juries, whether you oppose grand juries or you're a proponent of it, they are completely anonymous. They are not shown to the public. Media is not allowed. The press is not allowed. It will not be aired on television. This is going to be done in secret. And there are a lot of people calling for reform of grand juries because of this, because they believe that there can be like an air of impropriety in them. Most notably, some of the police brutality cases, the grand jury elected not to indict, say like Tamir Rice and others. So there is a huge movement to reform grand juries. So how is this going to look as it pertains to Chad and Lori? Well, first, members of the community are going to get subpoenaed for jury duty. There is no judge in a grand jury trial. In fact, there's also no defense attorney. This entire show is basically created and run by the prosecutor. This prosecutor, and it will not be Rob Wood, this is going to be from Fremont County, this prosecutor will present witnesses, evidence, anything they want in front of the grand jury. So the jury will be just sitting there watching and all of this laid out and basically the prosecutor's argument. Now, there is no screening bias for jurors. So one of the most classic pieces of a jury trial is, you know, they want a certain demographic, middle-aged, rural Black woman, white male, age 50 to 70. Like they literally dig down into demographics like that. Not the same for a grand jury. This is completely random. There's no screening bias, and they will not be looking for just certain types of people. So the prosecutor is going to lay out the state's case in this. The grand jury can ask for additional subpoenas, additional documents. They can question and ask for anything. However, they cannot cross-examine witnesses. They can submit questions to have the prosecutor answer them, but they cannot actually cross-examine witnesses. Now, the interesting part of this is that you do not need a unanimous decision in order to indict. A grand jury just needs 2/3 or 3/4 majority, depending on the jurisdiction and where this takes place. So, you know, don't start worrying about, oh, well, what if, you know, one or two jurors can't agree? It does not have to be unanimous. So after the grand jury comes to its verdict, if they find that there is enough evidence to proceed, the head of the grand jury will sign the indictment, and then the defendant will be officially notified and charged. So prosecutors can indict by grand jury or by filing just the regular complaint. And that's how Chad and Lori have been charged in the past. They've just been filed by complaints. And it's actually rare for prosecutors to actually go this route when seeking an indictment for charges. It's primarily done in just the following use cases. High public interest in the case, which I would definitely say that this one qualifies. Also, the fact that a preliminary hearing would take more time than a grand jury hearing, especially on charges likely of this magnitude. There's also calling children or timid witnesses who would be subject to cross-examination at a preliminary hearing. This is also so a prosecutor can test a witness before it goes to a jury trial, see how they act under pressure and being questioned in a courtroom setting. The secrecy of the grand jury may also allow defendants to be charged and taken into custody before they can actually, say, pose a danger to a witness's safety or flee. We don't have to worry about that, obviously, in this case, as Lori and Chad are safely tucked away in jail. A grand jury is oftentimes called when the identity of undercover or special agents needs to be protected. So I wonder if, you know, maybe that's a long shot on, you know, hopeful thinking that this is far more interesting than it is, but that would be interesting. So yeah, it is rare, apparently in Idaho in particular, in this jurisdiction, this area, for a grand jury trial to be basically started, be instigated because of this. Don't forget that Lori Vallow has a trial in August from Madison County for the misdemeanor charges. The felony case for concealment or alteration of evidence, which came about from the discovery of the remains of the children, is in Fremont County. So that trial date was moved and has not been rescheduled yet. And one of the most interesting pieces to me is that Tammy Daybell so far has been kept entirely separate from the children. There's been an ongoing death investigation. We know that the autopsy results came back, but they have not been made public. Tammy Daybell has been completely looped outside of the children. She is being included, apparently, in this grand jury. You know, now all of these pieces seem to be getting put together. That means that the children and Tammy will all be considered now in the same case. And keep in mind, guys, we don't know who this grand jury is four. It could be Chad, it could be Lori, or it could be both of them. Fear not, the rate of indictment via grand jury nationwide on a federal level, nationwide, is between 95 and 99%. So the odds are looking pretty good there. So we may be seeing a great deal of movement coming here very, very, very soon. This is actually really great news. I mean, this is a huge, huge, huge breaking news moment in this case. I don't know when we're going to find out more details as far as, you know, who this is for, but we will be seeing that when the official charges are brought down. We'll be able to see what was brought before the grand jury. You know, not necessarily like the evidence or anything like that, but we will be able to see who was targeted by the grand jury. So that is going to be coming out here probably over the next, you know, month or so. Over the next couple weeks, guys, we may see official murder charges, like first degree murder potentially. So really exciting moment. This is kind of a little moment that we've all been waiting for, but I just wanted to throw out this quick Saturday afternoon update. Again, check us out on wesawthedevil.com. We saw the devil across all social media accounts. Check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/wesawthedevil. And as always, titty slap that subscribe button if you want to keep up with the Lori Vallow case as it unfolds. That's it for today, guys. Until next crime.